Hello, and welcome to the Can Be Now podcast. I'm your host, Tyler Frankie. This is a shorter special episode for you guys. We're just going to be running through all of the election results for today's midterms for Canby, Clackamas County, and statewide offices and measures. The polls just closed a few hours ago, and we have the results. Now, these results are all unofficial, but with the amount of ballots tallied, none of what we're about to report is likely to change. All of our local races for mayor and councilor definitely aren't likely to change. They were all unopposed. So no surprises there. We have Mayor Brian Hodson cruising to a fourth term. Joining him on the council will be incumbents Tracy Height and Greg Parker and newcomer Sean Varwig, replacing Tyler Smith, who did not seek re-election. We also have the results from the Canby Fire District's 10-year, $4.9 million general obligation bond proposal. It was the first time in the district's 110-year history that they've ever proposed a bond issue, and it passed. We spoke with Canby Fire Chief Jim Davis shortly after the first returns were announced, which showed the proposal passing by a 20-point margin.
I'm feeling really good.
Yeah.
I'm feeling really good. We feel real good about getting the information out so that the voters can make a decision.
Sure.
You know, and they spoke, so we feel real good about that. It's a good foundation for us to move forward for the future.
Yeah. You guys have been, obviously, you and your firefighters and the board as well have been holding events, talking with people, getting information out. Did you get a sense that people were really listening, you know, kind of understanding the information that you were putting out there, asking good questions, kind of on the same page with you as far as what this bond issue was for and what you wanted to do, use it for to improve the service that you guys can provide?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. They read the information. They called, and in the town hall meetings that we held, they all asked very intelligent questions. And they were very supportive, and especially supportive around the remodel of the main fire station as well as the North End Medic Unit on the other side of the railroad tracks. That seemed to resonate with them more than any other issues.
It was a different story in Aurora, where all the races were contested. Incumbent Mayor Bill Gropp's bid for a fourth term was unsuccessful as his challenger, current City Councilor Chris Taylor-Salee, cruised to a comfortable victory. We spoke to him a few moments ago, and he said he wishes his opponent the best.
She's been on council for a while. She has very much different ideas than I do, for sure. Mm-hmm. But, you know, certainly we support. And we, my two friends got elected to council, and there's a good team there, so I hope everything is works out.
Cool.
If her ideas are better than mine, I clap.
Right? Yeah.
No question about it.
Yeah. So. Chris Taylor-Salee was the council's most outspoken voice against one of the major issues facing the Aurora area, a proposed expansion at the Aurora State Airport. Gropp said he felt the two had a difference in approaches on that issue.
She was more along the lines of, this is what the city deserves, this is what the city wants. Okay. And I was more on the line of, you know, let's collaborate, let's talk, let's all sit down and see what the common solution is that's best for all parties.
Yeah.
And see how we can work towards that. Definitely a difference of approach, you know, and I felt my approach had the highest degree of success.
Yeah.
But, you know, the town understood that, I believe. The town made a choice. I accept that.
Okay. Tara Weedman defeated Tom Potter in the race for Taylor-Salee's vacated seat, while incumbent Brian Asher retained his position over challenger Jerry King. For Clackamas County, it was a good night for the incumbents. Assessor Tammy Little keeps her job as she wins her first elected term in the office after being appointed earlier this year, as does incumbent clerk Sherry Hall, who narrowly won re-election over her challenger Pamela White. For the state of Oregon, Governor Kate Brown has won re-election over her Republican challenger, Newt Bueller. She won comfortably after repeated polls had indicated the race was closer than it turned out to be. Moderate Democrat Kurt Schrader, a Canby resident, will keep his seat in the U.S. House of Representatives after turning back a stout challenge from Republican Mark Callahan. The five statewide ballot measure fights ended up being mostly much ado about nothing, as all were defeated relatively easily, with the exception of 102. The measure allowing local governments to use bond measures to support potential public-private partnerships passed with 56% in favor. Incumbent State Senator Alan Olson turned away a strong challenge from Democrat Charles Gallia to retain his seat for the district representing Canby. Republican Christine Drazen is the new Canby representative to the State House. She's a former member of the Canby School District Budget Committee and current Clackamas County Planning Commissioner. She easily defeated Democrat Elizabeth Grazer Lindsay. She replaces current Representative Bill Kennemer, who declined a re-election bid. Okay, that concludes our special Election Day broadcast. Thanks for listening. I am going to bed. Good night, and God bless America.